Welcome everybody to the G3 podcast. And today we're going to talk about a lot of things, but I'm mainly going to talk about things that's happened with all of us, and including the guest who's here today, because we have another guest. So yeah, cool. Just going to start before introducing people, right? We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, so you can catch us all there, or watch it on the other free YouTube channels where we put the video versions up. So yeah, that's the main thing. So I'm going to introduce the two regular guests we normally have, which is, first of all, Chris. Say hello.
Hello.
And then we also have Vinyl Shy Soul. And our guest today is Nick, also known as the Colossus Wolf. What's up?
I remember.
Actually, it's Zeno.
Zeno! Okay, anyway.
Well, you could just say it. Oh, no.
Zeno. How you guys been?
Good.
We tried to record this yesterday, and a lot of shit fucked up. So, we're having to reiterate.
Wait, has it been 2 minutes yet?
No, not yet.
I smell this appointment.
I might need to bleep that.
Also, real cool thing. I'm eating a pizza, so yeah. Just tell it. What?
Stop saying that.
I remember.
That's so mean.
You confused the shit out, fam.
That's so mean.
He's eating as well.
But you can hear me eating at the same time. Oh my god.
Bam, say Chris's name, like YouTube name, without eating.
No.
What?
There you go.
So, I've actually got a new story from the one that, different from the one that I told yesterday. Alright?
Oh. Okay, should we grab popcorn?
I'll get popcorn.
I never heard that one before.
Popcorn.
Let's get popcorn, guys.
But it's different. This was just me looking outside the window, right? So I've got my window open because it's been pretty hot in the United Kingdom recently, right? So I just had my window open. And yesterday, after we filmed, and I was like, God damn, this, what's going on? Why is this all broken? Why is nothing working? Right? I could hear screaming coming out from outside my window, right? So I was confused. Why are people screaming? Why are people shouting like fucking beasts? That was my mother outside talking to her friend. So I'm there going, who the fuck is shouting? And then all I hear is my mom go, "Hey, how are you?" I'm like, oh my fucking god. I'm like, how are you shouting this loud? Also,
it's like, it's just for disappointment.
Also, this morning, I got woken up, right, by a ridiculously loud noise. I don't know what it was. It sounded like the end of the fucking world, dude. I'm not joking. So it's like,
nothing happened on, so we're good.
It sounded like a mixture of a car crash and like five people honking their horns. All I heard was, so I was asleep, and all I heard was, I woke up and I heard, oh, nothing. I was like, what the fuck? Bro, I thought it was the end of the world. I thought I was about to die. And then I went back to sleep.
How can
so you just hear a noise and you just hear that? It's like, you know what? I'm going back to sleep.
It's like Bam saying someone shoot a gun. Like, oh, that's fine. I'm just going back to sleep.
Yeah, man. What the fuck am I meant to do? Shoot my gun back? I don't have a gun. Sorry, 1 second. Sorry.
Oh, please. Someone died. I'm just going back to sleep. Don't mind me.
So the joke works. I don't have a gun.
That's
a
good.
You got a gun, man.
Film.
You got a gun. Get down.
So, how's this week been for you, Nick? Oh, no. How did you celebrate Canada Day?
Oh, how did I celebrate? Okay, so last night I got pretty drunk. That's all I can say. My friends wanted a cake, so I had to bake them a cake, and it was a red velvet cake saying "Happy Canada Day." So.
What?
I forgot
he was saying this on Xbox as well. Talking. Yeah.
And they wanted Chick-fil-A food as well. So I had to go to the nearest Chick-fil-A. It was closed, but we had to go to another restaurant, which is I even know. My friend's like, okay, this is secret stuff. You know, we need to get this stuff. Like, where we going? He took us somewhere far away.
For context, for people who listen to the podcast and doesn't know why I asked about Canada, Nick lives in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And the rest of us live in the United Kingdom. So...
Yay!
But
well,
Nick,
sad.
But we did know Nick, because Nick used to be our classmate. And we're going to talk about a lot of things we did in the film and TV section, because obviously we are film students, right? So obviously it's going to be in that section. But... yeah, Nick's been a friend of ours. We've known each other for like 2 to 3 years now, right?
2 years. Mm. Like 2 to 3 years. It's like somewhere there.
Been a while. But yeah.
It feels like more.
It does. It feels like I've known Nick for like 5 years. It's stupid, dude.
He's like a friend we never met, but was there in the background. It's like that one Canadian guy. He's like, yeah, that's our Canadian friend. He's cool.
We don't know if it's possible, but he's a friend.
He's just a friend.
Got shit hair. Best thing is, you know which year it was. Where the way you know which year it was, you just look at Nick's hair. So
I had a different hairstyles. Like I had a curved, I had a bowl cut, I had Trunks' hair.
And fucking Trunks' hair, dude.
I prefer Trunks.
And I have a ponytail.
Fucking the man bun, dude. That was a
oh yeah. Mm.
Oh god.
The man bun. Madness. So
I'm like the male Bulma of this world.
Bulma.
Just keep changing his hair.
So the latest year, Nick left, right? So Nick left being a classmate. Right?
He abandoned us.
He left us. Alone. Scared.
He left us for Canada.
Fucking Canada. Nick, what is one of your favorite memories from being in the class? What is the thing that you always remember about the class?
So
That's it.
I would say how crazy it's been. Like but my favorite moment was get to be on camera for the first time, because I've never been on camera, and I always
I was about to say.
Yeah, it was pretty...
I thought you were going to say the Uganda meme.
I was pretty shit of acting, so...
Was it Icecroft the first time that you appeared on camera?
Yes, when we were doing Call Me. That was actually the first time I was being on camera. No, wait, it was the first one.
What were the banana?
Yeah, very cool.
Hey,
break off. Describe what Breakoff is for people who do not know.
Oh goodness,
so,
break.
So,
wow.
So I actually thought it was a shit idea, like at first, but we had to do it.
Wow.
Just yeah. For the the moment. So Breakoff was two friends that were friends, but they were like now enemies. I have to watch the whole movie again.
So I will explain just so you guys can get an idea. Breakoff was part of an... It was part of an experiment that we were meant to do, where at a point there's meant to be like a confrontation that happens. And you guys' confrontation... Can you describe what the confrontation of your short film was?
It was
supposed to be like a fight where my character is trying to get my phone back, and so they're fighting over it, and yeah.
But then what happened? How did it end up being? What was the difference from what you visualized to what actually happened, guys?
Oh, well, it was supposed to be like a full-on fight, but in the end it just turned out to be, Nick's character mouthing me off. And there's me punching him once, him falling to the ground, and then just walking off.
This is what our teacher said. He said apparently the fight scene is too dangerous.
Fuck off.
So he had a punch.
Fuck off.
It was actually a funny time that I actually tripped and I actually hit Chris by accident.
Oh, yeah.
I actually tripped.
That's what you talked to us about that.
And remember the take when I actually, you know, in the film, I actually I fall down, but it's like fake falling down. But it was based off one of the takes where I fell down for real.
But we did have some good moments in that recording, though. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Let's go straight into the film and TV section, because it's obviously we're going to want to talk about that a lot. So let's just go straight into the film and TV section. Yeah. So a thing that we did together, there was a project that we did together. Because we're in the same class, we always obviously did a lot of projects together. But one of the main things that we did, us four together, as a group, was a film called Call Me. Do you, Nick, want to describe what Call Me was about?
Okay, so Call Me was one guy. He had these problems in the real life, so he's... I don't know much about it, but it was just like...
I do not know much. You were the main character, dude.
I was the main character. I took so much drugs in that film scene. I literally took so much drugs. Then I start... I remember the quote saying, what was it? My name is Kenny. I'm 24 years old. And it was like, that's how the film started. And
so... the original, so this was during our time where our executive producer was Sheila. I forget Sheila's last name. What is Sheila's last name?
Smith.
There you go. No, that's it. Yeah, Sheila Smith. Sheila was our executive producer here, and then Nigel was our associate producer, right?
Associate.
So Sheila wanted the idea of us all to like. We had these like three themes for an idea for a plot, a story. I think it was like dark. Another one was like mental health, and another one was like what was it? Adventure. Those were them, right? Yeah. And because our group are such fucking nerds, because the idea was you choose one and you set a story around one. Because we were fucking nerds, we went, you know what? Let's put them all together.
The main purpose was that we all completed our previous projects first.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because
I wasn't in the group.
I wasn't. You sort of planned the group around me not being in it, and then I was the next one to finish the previous project.
Well, this was the time before we liked Chris.
Yes. Yeah, it was probably because of this film that you actually started to see me as a decent person.
Probably, yeah. But then Saf still hated you. Saf hated you
still. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, because I took a spot in the group.
Wild. that was the idea. And so one thing that was really annoying. I know why we originally hated you, Chris, because you would be... we had a shared script writing software. Write the script. You could all write revisions of the script anytime you want, right? So the idea was I write the script, right? And the other people look at it and then add some sections or edit some sections which they think they will do, and then I'll revise it again and then bring their ideas in. It was kind of a process like that, right? Every so often we'll be like, no. But at some point we were like, okay guys, we got our final version of the script, it was cool. And then we'll see, like a day later, Chris has like revised half of the script, some random point in time, and we're like, what is this kid doing? what is going on? It's just like, bro, we have our script.
To be fair, yeah, I know the script was done. I shouldn't have done anything, but like, to be fair, at that point, like, I missed the day when you all described when you like decided what the plot was going to be, and then my role at the time, I was a writer and I wanted to do more writing, and then you said you'd write it, and I was like, So it was basically just me trying to find something to do in the project.
And then, they came to the film days, right? So, Let me give you anyone who hasn't seen it, I expect you don't, or haven't, because, anyway. the basic plot was, there was this character called Kenny, who hates his job, hates work, hates just everything, right? And people in his life obviously see that he has an issue, and are telling him to call someone and get help for it, but he's neglecting the idea because he thinks he can do it himself, right? And he has his friend, called Ree, who is this person who he trusts in, he confides in, and like Ree is the only person he actually really talks to. Everyone else he doesn't really care about, right? So the idea is that
your character,
kind of. The idea is that it starts off with Kenny explaining, "I'm Kenny, I'm 24 years old. His mother died in a tragic car crash, and that's what caused him to neglect people, right?" It was a lot of information dumped at the very beginning. We had a short amount of time, we can do it, right? So the next scene is him waking up. And in him waking up, he goes, I don't know why, but he goes into his living room and he has a drink left down for him, which is by my character, Charles. And there's a note there saying, call someone, right? Or call this number, which is the number for the Samaritans, I think it was. So it was like, call this number. So throughout the whole film, it's just this person trying to deal with these issues. And people keep telling him to call this number, to one point, a breaking point, where he goes, fuck, I need to call this number. And which is at the end, where he figures out that Ree wasn't real. Just a made-up mind in my... Just made up person in my mind. Someone to help me with the trauma. He was gone. Gone further. And he still needed him. Chris, you should understand where this is from.
Yeah,
so Ree... wasn't real, and that's when Kenny's like, oh fuck, okay, I should call someone, and then it ends with him calling someone, and then the idea is that phone call is him telling the story of the film. So the idea is it's kind of loop. That's what I was talking about, idea. It's kind of a loop of a story. That's what he went for. So the first film day was us filming in Milo's place. Milo's a friend of ours, and Milo's apartment, which is now a place I always use because Milo's apartment's like just always free. The first time we went to Milo's apartment. And the funny thing is, when we were filming the scenes in the bedroom with Nick, it was me and Nick only, right? And then all you could hear is Chris and Alex and Milo in Milo's living room playing on his fucking PlayStation 4. Bro! I remember sitting there, right? You guys are playing your PlayStation 4. Chris is going insane during the GTA, right? I'm there with Nick explaining the scene. Like, okay, Nick, so you stand up, you go to the wardrobe, you take out the VR headset, you put it on, right? And you have to imagine, like, there's things around you, right? And Nick's like, okay, cool. And all I hear in the background is Chris going, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? So I remember opening the door and screaming, shut up! And shutting the door. It's like, God.
Those were the days.
Madness.
I remember the amount of time we took so long. I got so hungry. I was like, can I order food somewhere? Or just can we just go and get some food?
That is the one reason. The reason that Nick wanted food is the main reason why now, during my film days, I always have a time set before and after for relax. So relax before, relax after, middle of it, you have lunch.
Yeah.
Which a lot of student films don't do, which is stupid. Anyone want to fucking talk?
Wait, what?
Speak!
That was good times. That was good times. Okay, give Hello. Birth. There you go.
Oh, the male pregnancy and Taranga conundrum, man.
Shut up.
Wait, what?
Shut up. Nick, what other projects within the class you remember, other than Call Me?
Oh god, there were so many.
Give me one, random.
I'm just thinking of a banana.
Oh, like, no, banana. I got one. During this time, when in the class, Nick, Alex, me, and our friend Mo, we have a competition on...
Well, they should know Mo, because FM Gaming.
Well, yeah, but, had a competition for when we, upload a video. So during the class, we'll make a video all at the same time, right? And upload it to our channels and see who got the most views by the next day, right? I find it so funny how now I will always win. I will always win. I will win.
Is that Kahoot?
Oh,
Kahoot. God.
But yeah,
I remember when Chris tried to copy him.
Nick, what? So Nick left last year. Honestly, this year actually. And
yeah.
So we were making another short film, which I haven't released because I don't want to. called Choice.
Yeah.
And Choice was pretty similar. But Choice had so many production issues from the get-go. Just many, many, many production issues. To the point where... So the idea is meant to be this idea about a father and son in a relationship, right? The person who we were meant to have be the father role dropped out, like, 2 days beforehand. So we were fully fucked up because we couldn't postpone it because of the time we had to make this in. So we couldn't postpone it, which normally I would have postponed it and, like, you know, postpone it and then look for another cast member, right? But we couldn't postpone it. So it's this moment where we had a character and no dad. So I randomly just messaged Nick on Instagram. It was WhatsApp. I WhatsApp Nick. I was like, "Hey Nick, are you still in London?" And he's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Okay, cool. Okay, number one, that's done. Two, Nick, are you willing to come to the class and be an actor in this role?" And Nick was like, "Yeah, sure. Oh, we'll be cool." So it was a moment where I had to what's the word? Make a surprise for the production that Nick was going to be in this role. So I remember I was like, "Nick, so when you come, right, don't tell anyone, don't tell Alex, don't tell no one, right, don't tell anyone. I want you to come in and meet me at this time. I'm going to go downstairs, we're going to bring you upstairs, and then as a surprise I'm going to bring you to class, right?" So there was this moment where everyone was wondering, "Bam, where are you going? Why, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "Don't ask me questions!" And they're like, "No, where are you going? What are you doing?" So I left the room, right? I went back up, and I had Nick stay behind the door when I was in the doorway, right, as it's open, right? And Toby knew this, because I told Toby beforehand, right? But Toby didn't know what was happening on that day. So I'm standing in the door, and Toby's like, "Bam, what are you doing?" And I was trying to give Toby the look, like, "It's happening today, Toby." And I was like, looking at him like, "Toby, it's happening today, Toby. And Toby was like, "What are you doing? Get out the doorway." I'm like, Toby, like, "Get out the doorway, Bam." I'm like, "Toby." So, I remember Toby then finally realized, like, "Oh," and he went, "Class, Bam's got a surprise." And I was like, "You told him I have a surprise! God damn it!" And then I was like, Nick came in. And the funny thing is, the reaction was not worth it. I expected everyone to go, "Oh my god, Nick!" It was just Alex going, "Fucking hell!" Just Alex going, "Fucking hell!"
What do you expect my reaction to be? What do you expect?
It was a madness. Just Alex going, "Fucking hell, why Nick?" I was like, "What? He's your friend."
Okay, but I'll go back to Canada then.
Yeah, go back to Canada, bitch. Oh, so old.
I bet, no, Nick saw me, you're just like, he's like looking down, just all sad.
And then Nick sat in the back of the class as we finished our lesson.
Like, he was sitting next to me.
You guys took so long.
Not my fault, but I'm at LDC.
Okay. Just like, okay.
So, okay. Nick, what was the process of you learning the lines for Choice? Because I remember I just gave it to you and said, "Nick, you got to learn this in 2 days. How did you deal with that?
The thing is, when you sent me the script, I was in somewhere in London doing a, you know, celebrating for something. And so I had a little time just to recap everything. So I literally read the whole thing. It was on the weekend, and I learned in about 2 days. So I was like, okay. It was, I was like, okay, you know what? I got this.
No, it really sucks. We had this very, very awesome vision, right, for Choice, right? But I mean, the issue happened was we had to get people from the performing arts department in our college, right, to play these characters. So Nick's character's son was someone in the performing arts department. But the issue was the timetabling, right? because they had a big production they were getting ready for. So those actors had to learn our lines, their lines for that, and their stage direction for that, right? So it's the moment where we, like, had no time for film days for them. Some film days only last, like, an hour. And I'm like, what do you expect us to do it in an hour? Are you serious?
Bam, do you remember that one day with the hailstorm?
That was Waltz. That's a different one. Don't worry. That was Waltz. But it's this moment where, like, with these actors, they didn't have the time to do these things, and then half of them didn't even remember the fucking lines, right? So it's the moment where, like, the original idea, it was meant to be, which is because it was the idea that this film was meant to be everyone testing stuff they were going to use for their final films, right? Their final major project films, right? So for me, it was me learning how to do, well, not learning, but me perfecting my non-shaky cam look. Because I did shaky cam for Right in Red because it fit that film, right? But for Waltz, I wanted it to be a lot more steady, less shaky, right? I wanted everything to be in position. And that was the idea. But that wasn't the end product. So, if I did, the end product,
that was partly Bang's fault.
One, yeah, because Bang spent fucking time asking people, do you want me to buy you fucking lasagna? It's like, what the fuck? Why are you on it? Lasagna. Do you remember that? Bang's like, Bang, so we're there in a scene, we're like, okay, we're ready. And Bang's like, can I do Sam? I'm like, no, Bang, Chris is doing Sam. And then it's like, oh, okay. Does anyone want food? I'm like, Bang, no, it's not lunchtime. Oh, okay. I can go buy lasagna if you want. Bang, no!
Bang never resists. Like, just the urge of saying.
Fucking Bang. Oh my god! Imagine if Bang pops up in my university. Does the same course me, Marlo, and Jonah are doing. He just randomly joins us. Hey guys, I'm gonna jump out a window, dude.
Just pretend you don't know him, and like.
Oh, I'll be mean.
Just do what Nick does. Just do the Canadian thing. Sorry about that. I don't know you. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Let's go back to your country or something.
Whoa!
You can't say that.
That's what I did. Just go back to my own country.
What's funny
but
is...
But next question, do people still like you there?
What's funny is...
Unfortunately.
Is that, I just have this very, very, very steady cam looking thing, right? And then, no, the end product was steady and was shaky cam because we didn't have time, right? And, you know, I don't think I've told people this, but because we had to do, like, a cross deal with the performing arts department, right? And one of the shoot days was the day with Eunuch. We went over our time by, like, 2 hours, right? And they missed one rehearsal. The performing arts department teacher was so pissed at me. Mm. I got, like, 3 emails, like, we might not ever work with media again. I'm like, are you... What? Are you... What?
Either have your students work with the film students or not at all. It's like, don't complain if things go wrong.
Like, you wanted this so they can learn how to balance schedules, and they were shit at it. Don't blame me for them not being able to balance schedules. Don't blame me for you not being able to free up one day in their rehearsal time. One day. That's all we needed. One day. But no. But anyways, I'm not going to complain before I...
Just they'll come and find you, man. They'll be like, what'd you say?
Fucking say, bitch! And so No. They come up to me and they're like, what'd you say, bitch? And I was like, no!
always like, it's just like, bam! Are you there? Bam!
They're like, you don't want to talk to us? We don't want to talk to you. I was like, no! And he starts shooting me in the face. Right. It's madness. Madness. But yeah, Nick, how did you... did you enjoy filming Choice?
I actually did enjoy it. It kind of... when we were filming, it kind of feels like I was back in the same college as you guys. So it was like, this is nostalgic. Oh. So it reminds me of Call Me because we were in Milo's place.
Does it remind you of Call Me?
Yeah. It reminds me of Call Me a little bit, but we had new people.
Because we called you later.
Unfortunately, you did.
One thing that's really cool about Cormie that was a complete accident was the endo color grade of Cormie. I say this every time.
Your color grade, yeah.
Yeah, I hated that originally, but now I'm looking back and like, this is artistic as shit, dude.
You loved it originally, and I kept saying it was really bad.
Nah, bro, it looks so good. It looks so good. It looks so artistic, dude. It's like
it makes Nick look so good.
No, it's like the Chris looks like the fucking wall. But it,
yeah, just like you color grade it just to make me look too like really white.
It's like God was shining his holy light on Chris.
Oh no! We did a photography project together and we couldn't work out how to turn down the exposure. And so whenever we did a picture of me, it was
well,
just
that day, like, I think I was tired on that day.
I'm
just like chilling.
It's madness. It's just
mad.
It is crazy. No. I think it's great. No, I should stop. No. I think it. No! Not that.
We get copyright. Do not do it.
Yeah, but that was pretty much it. Any other things you guys want to say about this?
Montage.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I just hate the montages. That's all I gotta say.
Oh,
also,
man.
Guys, I want you to do montage.
Someone explain the montage joke for the viewers because they won't get it.
Okay, all right, Alex, you want to?
Who wants to take this?
I will say it. So, I think it was our first or second project that we did, and one of our teachers called Nigel. He said it has to be a montage. He said, and I quote, "So some clips." What a student does. That's all he said. He didn't even mention montages.
It's that moment where like Nigel came in and he was like, "Guys, you gotta do a montage." And I'm like, "Okay." And Nigel gave this whole description of what a montage was. It was like, "So a montage is a random mix of events." And I'm sitting there going, "It's not just completely random, or it wouldn't make sense." But he's like, No. I just want you to go around filming random things and then edit it together into a montage." And I'm like, "What?" So when I went around and filmed stuff, right, I filmed stuff and I wanted the montage to make a story, right? And I just like, "No, why are you making a story? That's not a montage." So I'm there like, "Bro, shut the fuck up." bro. And then Sheila, who was our main tutor then, came in and she was like, "I agree with Bam. That's how a montage works." And Nigel just was like, "Okay, montage,
there was a warfare."
And that's when the whole idea of like montage. So whenever Nigel said montage, we're always like, "Montage? Oh,
should,
no."
Should we all quote the times when Bam got so intense up? Like, he went berserk just filming.
Bro,
you've been angry at Nigel so many times.
Then it was Toby one time.
Oh, yeah.
When was I angry at Toby?
I don't know, there's times when he was angry at Nigel, then...
It's when they stop creative freedom. I hate that shit. It's when obviously the group has an idea, everyone's into it, and there's this one person who's like, "No, I want to do something else." So then they stop everything for this one person. I'm like, can't the one person just do what they want to do? So this is where it came to Choice, right? So Choice, we all had this group idea of we're gonna put all of our ideas together to have this plot, right? And then Toby was like, no, but we need to have documentary in there because some of the documentary people want to do documentaries. I'm like, can't you let them just do a documentary of us making the film? He's like,
"Yeah,"
and he's like, "No, that doesn't count." I'm like, "Why not?" And he goes, "Because that doesn't count." Why doesn't it count? So and then in the end, they basically, the documentary people didn't even have a documentary to use. So I was right. But it's always that thing where the creative freedom, there's many times where they give you creative freedom at times where you don't want it. So like times you're like, "We're going to learn about documentaries. So now we're going to give you all the freedom to do a documentary about Babel." Right? And we're like, "Okay, cool."
That was a cool documentary.
So like, yeah, we have freedom there. And then But then it's the idea where it's like, not just then like, now you're finding a major project, you can't have freedom. I'm like, why not? It's the point of, what the fuck's the point? Piece of shit. Anyways.
Oh yeah, I forgot that Nigel was one of my plans for FMP in that year. His we had to limit it to 5 minutes.
Yeah, I said no, thank you, and I just did 20 minutes, and Nigel had to deal with it, and I still got a distinction. So whatever. Well, we're gonna move on, guys, to the gaming section. That was a great section, but now we're gonna move on to the gaming section. So yeah,
gotta game it.
We're gamers. God damn it, man.
Gamers.
And we're in the gaming section.
Welcome to the ASMR.
I felt impressed.
Welcome to the ASMR podcast. No. So,
don't do that,
buddy,
please.
So we're in the gaming section, right? So a bit of news. We talked about this last time when we tried to film this yesterday, but I'm going to reiterate it again. There are details on a new Harry Potter game, a AAA Harry Potter game, which is going to be developed by Avalanche Software, the people who made Disney Infinity. It's scheduled to release late next year, so late 2021. It's going to be an open world game in Hogwarts and the surrounding areas. And the idea that it's meant to be an RPG where you create your own wizard, you go through the Hogwarts years, and you so on and so forth, and you have an adventure, right? J.K. Rowling is going to have little direct involvement, which is one thing that I love, because fuck J.K. Rowling.
No, don't. So enjoy it.
Wow, Chris. Wow. But yeah, J.K. Rowling, stop. What do you guys think about Harry Potter RPG? What do you think? Would you guys play that?
The fact I play anime games, Harry Potter is something I would not agree on as an RPG game. I'll say more of an MMO.
A lot of the No, I meant Nick. I was going to say Alex, and I was going to say Chris, but I meant Nick. Nick, would you play a Harry Potter RPG game? Would you play a Harry Potter RPG game, bro? Nick.
Honestly, I would not play it. I played Lego. I think the Lego Harry Potter.
Yeah, the Lego Harry Potter was fun.
And also, what's the Chamber of Secrets? The Chamber of Secrets I played on PS2. Like,
that was
good. Did you guys ever play the 360 games?
Yes, I did. Well, I had them on PlayStation
2. I've talked about this on a lot of podcast episodes where they were similar to like Bully, where you would go to lessons, you'd do this, so you go to potions class.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool. And you'll make and you'll make potions that you could use later on in missions. I was like, that's pretty cool. And then the game made no money.
Yeah.
Because there's CBS.
But would you guys play a Harry Potter game? Chris, would you? Because you're like the biggest Harry Potter fan.
Potentially, but the issue is that I'm a big fan of the Order of the Phoenix and Half-Blood Prince games, where they had like the entire castle that you could move around in on that, and that was my favourite part of it. And I'm like, I don't really want them to sort of make a new design for it, like to create a new open world for it. So I'd like to see what it looks like before I actually go out and buy it.
So, in other news, apparently, this is something that came out today, Discord is going to ditch their gaming branding in an attempt to become more of a general-purpose chat app. So Discord...
It's not really about gaming.
Discord is aiming to...
It's a gaming community.
But the idea, Discord was originally started off as a place where you can... It's like TeamSpeak, but not shit, right? That was the idea. but the idea is that Discord is planning to change their thing from being what it was to Discord, your place to talk. That's the idea, and I get it. I understand why, because gaming is, even though it's one of the most profitable industries, like gaming makes more money than films, right? Even though it's really profitable, it's still really niche, which is a really weird concept. Gaming makes a lot of money. But it's still niche in certain aspects. And having a whole app devoted for that gaming niche, I guess, means that Discord made less money. And instead of being a just place for you to talk, because the increasing popularity of Zoom, right? Zoom.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Discord's like, well, we're going to move away from being gaming talk to just being talk in an attempt to not use to Zoom, right?
Yeah. Zoom is better, to be fair.
Wow. Why would you say that on Discord? Why would you say
I'm offended. How dare you, Chris? I am offended.
We use Discord in this. Discord in this company, Chris. Shut the fuck up.
It's your company.
Exactly.
The company is raw.
Raw. Next, another bit of news, right, guys? Sorry, I'm trying to find it. Fortnite Save the World is finally out of early access. What?
That's a lie. So
you know Fortnite, right? The game Fortnite. Originally, it was Fortnite Save the World. So Fortnite originally was meant to be a PvE game, where as PvE means player versus everyone or enemies, right? Instead of a PvP, which is players versus But so PvE, what the PvE version was, it was this like tower defense game where you would say like you would protect yourself against wards of zombies, right? That's what Fortnite was originally. No one was really interested in that, and then Fortnite made Fortnite Battle Royale, and that's like their main thing that people play. So Fortnite Save the World was kind of pushed to the side for years because Fortnite Battle Royale was the one that made the money, right? But finally, Save the World is now out of early access. What?
And it's
what?
Still broken.
Wow. So here is
I played it. It's
here is the news report from PC Gamer. Fortnite's trajectory makes for a really interesting slice of video game history. It launched into an early access season in July 2017 and didn't exactly set the world on fire until September when Epic Game unleashed PUBG's inspired Fortnite Battle Royale open onto the world, which changed everything. Over the years since then, while Fortnite has grown progressively bigger and more influential, Save the World has plodded on to doing its own thing, like on along its own path in an early access development. And now, finally, it's released. So here it says, development of new content will slow down after its official release, but the adventure doesn't end here. For Save the World, Epic Games said. The slowdown...
Oh yeah, there's probably like events.
Yeah.
Like dungeons.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about that? Is anyone interested in that?
No.
You expect me and Nick to say something, ain't it?
Are you guys interested in that?
I don't expect us to say.
I don't think kids will not enjoy it, though. But I think more people might just enjoy... Okay, you know what? We're just there for the
I would, in my opinion, I would say they're focused more on Battle Royale lately than Save the World. So I don't think there's no part of it.
Another thing in the news... Donald Trump's official Twitch channel got suspended for hateful conduct.
He has a Twitch channel?
Twitch?
Exactly.
Wait.
What did he say? What did he say?
And he just got banned. So in October 2019, US President Donald Trump got his very own official Twitch channel. Today that the report was written, the channel was temporarily suspended for violating Twitch's rules or against hateful conduct and harassment. Twitch said, hateful conduct is not allowed on Twitch. A Twitch spokesperson said in a statement, in line with our politics, President Trump's channel has been issued on a temporary suspension from Twitch for comments he made on stream, and the offending content has been removed. So Twitch...
Okay. So Twitch, what did they say on stream?
I don't know. I'm reading the report, Chris. Let me get there.
Sure.
Twitch cited two examples of content on Trump's channel that violated terms of service. A campaign rally speech in 2016, recently rebroadcast on Twitch, in which Donald Trump demonized immigrants by accusing Mexico of stealing drug dealers and rapists to... of sending drug dealers and rapists to the United States. And a rally earlier this month in Oklahoma, in which he excessively repeated that claim. So basically, Trump got banned from Twitch for multiple times for him saying racist things about Mexicans, saying that they bring issues into the United Kingdom. They only bring rapists and drug dealers. United States only bring rapists and drug dealers. So that's why Trump got banned from Twitch. Yeah. What you guys think about that? Do you think it's sad that he got banned? I think it is.
I didn't knew this was a thing.
I'm just going through new supports. Talking about someone who got banned on Twitch, Dr. Disrespect got banned on Twitch, and apparently it's permanent. So, if you don't know Dr. Disrespect, Dr. Disrespect is a streamer who I think his name is Guy Beam. He's called Dr. Disrespect, has been suspended from Twitch. His removal was made public by a Twitter account called Streamer Bans, and the reason for his removal isn't known, and his channel has definitely been, like, removed. Twitch has declined to provide a reason for Dr. Disrespect's removal, saying in a statement to PC Gamer, "As is our process, we take appropriate action when we have evidence that a streamer has violated our community guidelines or terms of service. These apply to streamers regardless of status or prominence in the community." What do you guys think about that? They basically banned Dr. Disrespect permanently, and they are not telling people why. Do you think that's kind of shady?
Them shady? Mm. Yes.
A little
not, bit. Not telling people why is a bit shaky, but maybe there is good reason.
But if there's good reason, why not just say it?
He has a point. That is true.
I mean that's why it's shady. That's why that bit of it is shady.
Because Twitch is like, oh, we don't need to tell people why we ban people. Just know that we ban people for a reason. But then you also told us why you banned Trump. You could have just said, we're not going to tell you why we banned Trump. Right.
Yeah.
So why are you not telling us you banned Dr. Disrespect? There are rumors that the reason that Dr. Disrespect was banned is because he was planning to make his own streaming service with other high potential streamers, and Twitch found out about this and said, "Fuck you, fuck off." That's a current rumor. There's no knowledge if it's true. That's all we know so far.
It's a bit petty if it is true, though.
Yeah. So the final bit of gaming news. This is like one of my favorite bits of gaming news. It's about Cyberpunk 2077. Guys,
did somebody say Cyberpunk?
Did you know in Cyberpunk 2077 you can have 5 different types of pubic hair?
What?
I thought you were about to say the size of people's bulge.
No. You can have 5 different types of pubic hair.
Why not?
In May, CDPR said that Cyberpunk 2077 customization system is so in-depth that you can even customize your penis with various sizes and combination of genitals. So
2020, the lately, year we must
so recently. Also, it's raining outside. Is that happening for anyone else in the United Kingdom?
Oh yeah, it's raining on my side.
It's sunny in my side.
It's pouring.
Well, lucky you.
Let me get into this. So today, recently, media and YouTubers and influencers were able to play the video game for 4 hours, right? And they were able to see the character customization. So during this, news sites were able to find out that yes, you can have multiple type of things. So let me read this out. All the standard stuff is there, like skin color, hair, eyes, ears, scars, tattoos. But you can also select 3 different types of nipples, 2 dick types. Both dicks can be adjustable, like size-wise. You can have 1 vagina, no other details about that. And you can have 5 different types of pubic hair.
What is this game?
you have to make them the smallest dick ever. Look big, but you have to have small.
So you can have 3 different types of nipples, which is nipples, smaller nipples, or no nipples. You can have a dick, a vagina, or nothing. You can Kendall it. And if you choose dick, you have 2 dick options, which is a circumcised or an uncircumcised dick. And then you can have a slider to see how large you want it to be. You also have a slider of how large your breasts are, right? And then you have 5 different types of pubic hair. What is this game?
It's Cyberpunk.
It kind of reminds me of Saints Row, because they get to do an option of your sexual things, like make your boobs larger, or make your dick
for
larger.
This game, it requires you have to be 20 years old for it.
But Cyberpunk is literally just taking the next step.
I know, right? If video game nudity isn't your thing, you can bypass all of it, and that choice will hold up even if you make use of the randomizer. The Kotaku report says, opting for a random look will change your outward appearance, but leave your genitals untouched. So if you make, if you give your characters specific genital mixes, right, and then you're like, I like that, but I want to change how they look. When you randomize the look, it only randomizes the look, not the genitals. So that's the thing. But yeah, Cyberpunk 2077 is coming out in November 19th, and I'm excited for this game. Guys, you have five different types of pubic hair.
Oh.
I'm thinking, like, what are they planning with this game anymore?
This game is so good. Game is so good.
I'm hoping for the multiplayer, though. Imagine the multiplayer.
Multiplayer would be great. Oh, I hope they can have it so you can play it on different platforms. So, like, if you guys get it on, like, Xbox, I can play with you guys. That would be so good. I hope they do that. I get on PC, you guys play it on Xbox, that would be fun.
I'm sorry, Nick. Nick, you have to call your character Judy.
Judy!
No exception, Nick.
Which is really, this is actually really cool. This podcast hasn't gone over an hour. It's been 51 minutes, but you know what?
Nick died.
That's fine. It's a good fine. This will be, this is a good time to end off, I think. Does anyone else agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that we need more information on Cyberpunk. What the hell is going on?
Hey, I'm going to read some Cyberpunk reviews in this in a bit. But anyways, thank you guys for listening to the G3 podcast. The G3 podcast. We, as I remind you, are on Spotify, Amazon. Not Amazon. What the fuck? No. Sorry, we're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. You can hear us there. Just search up the G3 podcast, not G3 podcast, because that's a podcast about religion and pregnancy and whatever. Search up the G3 podcast and you will find us there. We are currently at around 50 or so listeners on Spotify. I don't know about Apple, I don't know about Google, but what I know is on Spotify we have about 50 listeners, so 50 fans, which is pretty good for a podcast that is not got any fan base, just be promoted on, like, by word of mouth. So yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you for coming to this podcast, Nick. We would love to have you back on again in the future. You've been a great guest. Next week's podcast will be back on my channel. We won't have a guest, we'll just be us three again. But yeah, just be the G3 boys. But yeah, say bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Chris, you know what? I'm gonna find your address. I'm gonna punch you.
No way.